Kuiper, 8 days before Election Day, both presidential candidates are in battleground states. At an Atlanta rally, former President Donald Trump promises if elected,
"We're gonna bring it back so big and so beautiful. Our country will be bigger. Our country will be better and bolder and richer and safer and stronger than ever before."
CBS's Natalie Brand says the Trump campaign is conducting damage control after a comedian at a Trump rally in New York City yesterday compared Puerto Rico to an island of garbage.
The Trump campaign says the joke does not reflect the views of the former president, but among those condemning it, influential Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny, who's signaling support for Kamala Harris.
"Fans, the fuel of hate and division, and that's why people are exhausted with him."
Vice President Harris has been traveling through Michigan today. A CBS News poll finds Harris and former President Donald Trump neck and neck in the battleground states. Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos explains in an op-ed piece why his paper is not endorsing a presidential candidate. He says it does nothing to tip the scales of an election and actually creates a perception of bias. The Los Angeles Times has also chosen not to endorse a candidate. Election security protocols are being put to the test in the Pacific Northwest after a couple of ballot boxes in two cities are set on fire.
The Portland fire, which was quickly put out, damaged three ballots. The earlier fire in Vancouver did little damage, but the latest one was destructive. Clark County Auditor Greg Kimsey.
"We are still in the process of coming in with a closer number, but certainly was hundreds."
Kimsey says they're urging voters to deposit ballots during the day and changing pickup times to keep ballots from sitting in drop boxes overnight.
CBS's Heather Bosch. The Pentagon says North Korea has sent around 10,000 soldiers to eastern Russia to possibly augment Russian forces in Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett says it's not clear yet what North Korea gets out of this deal.
"Are they going to be sharing ballistic missile technology? You know, get their weapons working better, longer distance? And of course, the big question over nuclear technology. And that destabilizes the entire region. Then you've got Russia, China, North Korea, South Korea. That entire Indo-Pacific region would be under threat if you have a nuclear-armed North Korea."
Returning to the menu at hundreds of McDonald's is the Quarter Pounder after the chain says testing has ruled out beef patties as the source of an E. coli outbreak. Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group.
"There are a lot of foods that we eat every single day if we get from the grocery store or at restaurants that are not necessarily tested as well as everything probably is at McDonald's right now."
The FDA is still focusing on slivered onions as the likely source of contamination. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
NASA says it's narrowing the list of possible landing sites for putting the next humans on the moon. CBS's Peter King.
Space agency officials say they're looking at nine possible regions near the moon's south pole based on geological characteristics and flexibility for missions. The south pole has been permanently shadowed. That increases the possibility of ice. It's a strategic reserve that could be converted to drinking water for astronauts and used to eventually manufacture rocket fuel. NASA hopes to land astronauts there as soon as 2026 on its Artemis 3 mission. Peter King, CBS News.
Federal investigators have launched an interagency operation at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where Sean Diddy Combs is incarcerated. No specific details. The operation involves the Bureau of Prisons, the DOJ's Inspector's General's Office, and other law enforcement agencies. It comes amid rising concerns over the jail's poor conditions, violence, and several inmate deaths. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 50s, maybe a storm. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder and breezy on Wednesday, high to the upper 70s. Much colder on Thursday, currently at 62 degrees. WRJN.
Touching one. touching me, touching you.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits up. for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
when you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a-running.
My boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I love you. You've always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Monday, can't trust that day. Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Time is due, know it.